Right, so I'm back at Crawley Wordfest, back at the library again tonight for the Innovisions event, which is kind of part of the Crawley Black History Month, and I'm here with Linos, who I've arrived late, actually. I kind of caught the end of Linos playing some music, so I'm going to ask him to tell me about his music and tell me what it's all about, because I literally caught the last few seconds and it sounded utterly awesome, so I'm a bit... bit upset, but Linos, tell us a little bit more about yourself and the music you were playing.
Yes, my name is Linos Wengara Magaya, and I'm from Zimbabwe. Yeah, I grew up in countryside. I also grew up in a little town in a ghetto, but I play mbira. Mbira is the traditional instrument from Zimbabwe. It's our from the old times. It's quite old. I don't know how old it is, but yeah, before Rhodesian times and. And we use it in spiritual ceremonies, and that's the instrument that they used to play all the songs which regards God and all the good ancestors who kept the work for God. That's how we get to know. If you a mbira player, you know the names from your father to his father to blah blah to all the people we used to pray. And that's how we keep the mbira in our tradition. With respect to all the songs, most of them are just traditional. But you know, as modern kids, we also make up our own new tunes of the modern life.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And but traditionally, we just keep the traditional.
So it's handed
songs.
Down from generation to generation.
Yes, it's quite.
It's not like Western music where there's sort of standard songs and you can learn it from music. It's all.
Yeah, I mean, these days people they always try to experiment with mbira, also bring some other few things to it. You know, like modern stuff. Like I do play a bit of reggae. I even played it today one song because someone requested it. But you know, if nobody didn't request, you know, because what I did or the whole performance was all about traditional songs. It's all about its culture and. Where it belongs and what he does with his own cultural.
Excellent, thing. Because you know everyone adds a little something to kind of everything else. Yes. I mean, I hear that a lot in reggae music, kind of things being borrowed and you know samples and you think, oh, haven't I heard that tune? And you realise it's someone else's dub version of a kind of
and they've also
classic
add
or
something different. Yeah, that's how it is. Because at the end of the day, it's just a musical instrument which needs to be put together with other world music instruments. So it brings its own sounds, you know, sometimes. It's just good to experiment with it. But normally we keep it to its culture. We do spiritual ceremonies. We gather with people. We take them to the bush for cleansings. We pray with mbira. We play the songs for healing. And people get together for whole night ceremony where they don't get drunk, but to get together for God, for the mbira jamming.
Yeah.
People, they dance as a way to sweat so that they stretch their bodies to the spirit, to heal their body internally. You know, from herbal healing to everything, we move with the songs on the mbira as well.
Yeah, I always think the kind of the best music has a real sort of spiritual quality to it. No matter what you're listening to, if there's real depth to it, you can kind of hear it, which is why I hate sort of pop music. You know, One Direction, for instance, kind of listening to something the other night the kids were listening to, and it was so there was no soul to it at all.
Yeah.
But kind of.
The good thing I like about some modern music is also get kids to jump and dance.
When
I see them dancing, whether it's hip-hop or pop or whatever, as long as they dance, that gives the healing. Because the ancestors used to dance and heal their bodies through dance. You know, like in Zimbabwe, we do ceremonies every Saturday. We call it dandaro, dining room. That's what it means. Mm. Where people, they show each other their skills, dances, laughing. And, you know, by so doing, they don't realize they're actually healing their bodies as well. So I like it when people dance. You know?
Yeah, definitely. And how have you come to be, here tonight, part of Wordfest? What's your?
I feel honored and respected, you know, because you know they know me from Brighton. I also do my street busking. I play with my full band, and everything. But for them to give me a special treat to bring me on my own here, I feel well respected. I feel supporting to the whole thing really. Black History Month is a big thing in England. It needs to be supported because it's the only time when we. Also, all remember about good people who did so many good things in Black Nation, how good they were and stuff like that. So whatever brings blackness together, it brings the world together. It's a multicultural thing.
Yeah, it's a really good focus. So,
yes, I am proud of it.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you
for
coming.
And, you know, a big time thanks to the people who brought me to come and play.
Yeah. Excellent, fantastic. Yeah,
Amy brought me to come.
Right, okay, cool, fantastic. So if people want to find out more about you and your music, where can they go online then?
We've got a website and it does talk from our, you know, also even I teach mbira sometime every summer school at SOAS University in London.
Okay.
And I busk a lot around Brighton town. And I also have my business cards and Mosaic. Even they get changed with Mosaic in Brighton. I always play for them sometimes.
Okay.
Amy, the people who are together from Brighton here,
yeah,
they know me. And it's called www.zimbabwe.org.
Okay.
You know, www.zimbabwe.org.
Fantastic.
That's where we are.
Cool.
And I'll also give you our card in case.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. That's brilliant.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.